A multi-million dollar grant is on the line as the deadline approaches for Green Bay area officials to reach a deal to move coal piles from the downtown riverfront. It's Tuesday, May 20th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, a bridge crossing the Mississippi River between Wisconsin and Iowa is closed due to safety concerns. And state lawmakers are pushing for fines and potential jail time against people who abandon boats on Wisconsin shorelines. Stay with us.
Wisconsin life is connecting with nature.
I've decided what I want to be when I retire. An old guy on a bike who rides around looking at things.
Okay, so we got two birds that just chimed in here. Biz, buzz, buzz, buzz. That's our golden winged warbler.
Like sitting here right now, I mean, this is just absolutely beautiful to me. It's just like, ah.
Wisconsin Life, every Wednesday and Friday on WPR News and at wisconsinlife.org.
Green Bay area officials have a little over a week to reach a deal to move coal piles from the downtown riverfront. As Joe Schultz reports, if they can't find a compromise, they risk losing a $15 million grant.
An agreement between Brown County and the company that owns the coal fell apart in December. It would have relocated the piles to a power plant site that the county is redeveloping. The state has given the city, county, and company until May 30th to reach a deal. If they don't, a $15 million grant awarded to support the redevelopment and coal relocation could be reclaimed by the state. Brian Johnson is president of the Green Bay City Council. He says all parties must be willing to compromise if they hope to keep the grant.
If we miss the opportunity, this will be talked about for decades, about how we got it wrong.
The coal piles have been a fixture of the downtown riverfront for more than 100 years. Officials have tried and failed for decades to move them. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin was hit by seven separate tornadoes last Thursday, according to the National Weather Service. Three of them were clocked as EF2 tornadoes. That means wind speeds reached 110 miles per hour and caused, quote, considerable damage. Those strong tornadoes were in Juneau and Mayville in Dodge County and near New Richmond in St. Croix County. Those tornadoes destroyed several homes and businesses, especially in Mayville. Governor Tony Evers visited that city over the weekend to survey the damage. The National Weather Service usually takes about a few days to assess the impact of tornadoes before classifying them by strength and mapping their paths. The service also says the storm system that moved through Wisconsin last week spawned several weaker tornadoes elsewhere in Dodge County and also in Clark County. A bridge crossing the Mississippi River between Wisconsin and Iowa is closed due to safety concerns. As Hope Kerwin reports, it's the second time the bridge has been shut down since construction started on a replacement crossing.
The Black Hawk Bridge between Lansing, Iowa and Crawford County was closed Saturday night after a monitoring system found a support pier had shifted to one side and sank slightly. Clayton Burke from the Iowa Department of Transportation says a survey was done on the 94-year-old bridge, and the agency is evaluating whether to reopen the crossing.
We want to assure everybody that if it does reopen, it's because it was determined to be very safe to do so.
The Iowa DOT hopes to provide an update by the end of the week. The bridge was closed from February to April last year after construction on a new crossing caused two other piers to slide out of place. The new bridge is scheduled to open in 2027. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Milwaukee Public Schools could again lose state aid for not submitting financial data on time. Corrine Hess reports the district missed its first deadline last week.
It has been 1 year since the State Department of Public Instruction notified the district it could lose millions in state funding after it missed reporting deadlines. The scandal over financial mismanagement led to the state withholding more than $16 million in state aid to the district. Now, DPI says MPS has not met deadlines related to submitting 2024 financial audits. The first deadline was last week. The second deadline is May 30th. In a letter, DPI told the district if deadlines are not met, state aid will be withheld again. In a statement to WPR, school district officials said their priority is getting the financial statements done right. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Lawmakers in Congress are contemplating some of the biggest cuts to food assistance in history. Cuts to the SNAP program would be part of a bigger budget bill. The proposal is backed by allies of President Donald Trump, including Wisconsin's House Republicans. They argue that the cuts will not affect able-bodied working citizens. Alex Hawkes studies policy at a progressive think tank and also advised former President Joe Biden on economic issues. He says the federal policy would shift costs to the states.
That could be up to $340 million for Wisconsin alone. In Wisconsin, over 700,000 people receive SNAP benefits. That's about one in every eight.
Opponents of Trump's budget say it will reduce other benefits like Medicaid. Supporters say cuts will pay for conservative priorities on tax cuts and immigration. And finally, a bipartisan group of state lawmakers is pushing to enact steep fines and jail time for people who abandon boats on Wisconsin shorelines. This follows the extraction of the derelict vessel known as Deep Thought, which spent 6 months on a Milwaukee beach. Rich Kramer has the details.
Owners would have 30 days to remove their abandoned boats under the bill. If they refuse, they'd face a maximum 9 months in jail and up to $10,000 in fines. Republican State Representative Shannon Zimmerman of River Falls says he introduced the bill because of another abandoned boat named Sweet Destiny. It had been stuck for nearly a year between Wisconsin and Minnesota on what is known as Beer Can Island in the St. Croix River.
We realized that, there's no statutes on this. Somebody can just walk away with a boat filled with 200 gallons of diesel fuel or whatever toxins are in there, and, off they go.
Minnesota's legislature has introduced a bill with similar goals, though it doesn't include potential jail time. Zimmerman says the goal is not to punish people, but says the steep penalties are needed to get abandoned boat owners to act. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And of course, we'll end with a quick check of weather. Some rain in southern and western parts of the state to start today. It'll stay cloudy across the rest of Wisconsin today with a chance for some showers here and there. High temperatures in the 50s, but the real news will be the wind gusts up near 30 miles per hour at times throughout the day today. Overnight, it's likely we could still see some more rain, still windy as well, but low temperatures down into the 40s. And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Thanks for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Bridget Bowden and John Davis. As always, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.